Hare Krishna. Today begins our intensive treatment, which means that we're having lengthier massage, intensive massage. Two people massaging head, four the body, with different types of oils, and I imagine also there's a parallel change in the medication that we're also going to be getting. So, along with that, we're sort of under house arrest, locked down as to what it is that we can do, and one thing we can't do is go outside. We're worried about us catching cold, sick, infection, etc., as the body resistance goes down. And this goes on for 7 days. I can report some improvement. The tingling that I had is significantly decreased on the left side, on my left arm, and that's good. And I think the tinnitus has also decreased somewhat. So let's see if that continues to do so and stays like that, or if it's just a product of the treatment itself. Okay, I got a lot of questions in different posed in different ways about the significance of our Shiksha Sampradaya. Aren't we a Shiksha Sampradaya? Why do we put so much emphasis on Diksha? Or in light of our being a Shiksha Sampradaya, is Diksha important or not, and so on. Now, I can't do it now, but I will later. And I will check folio to see if Srila Prabhupada ever used this phrase, Shiksha Sampradaya, that we are a Shiksha Sampradaya. No doubt that in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada gives Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lineage. What is actually the line through which we trace ourselves to Krishna's teachings? And it is through a line of, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Iharira Paramahansa Nijarira Guruvangsa, of most elevated transcendentalists. But that's the message and the line of transcendental knowledge as it comes down. That does not negate the fact that there are devotees in the line of Diksha who are also, or Diksha gurus, who are also Paramahansas, who are also very advanced, but not necessarily as advanced as these Vaishnavas. I'm sort of questioning the Shiksha Sampradaya terminology, not in principle, but in its use, because I'm concerned that it's being sometimes misused or misapplied to indicate that Diksha isn't important, and some other misconceptions, which I will come back to. Back to the fact that although certainly we are a Shiksha Sampradaya, our mantras, namely Gayatri mantras, come in a Diksha Sampradaya. That's the definition of diksha and shiksha. Diksha means that you receive the mantra from someone and you continue to pass on the mantra also to someone else, and that then becomes a diksha sampradaya. Certainly that does not necessitate that the line of connection to Krishna goes through that diksha sampradaya, and it doesn't for us, but we shouldn't discard it because it is a significant thing. Mantras are significant. Neither should we therefore minimize diksha gurus as we've tended to minimize shiksha gurus or those who we've received shiksha from in the past. We've tended to minimize them because our history has been that Srila Prabhupada was exceptionally and uniquely and exclusively the diksha guru of everyone in the Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, and automatically Srila Prabhupada was also a Paramahansa, eternal associate of the Lord. And these things are sort of carried on after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, and sometimes with different erroneous conceptions. That someone is a diksha guru, that means that he's automatically a liberated soul. Not necessarily so. Sometimes someone may be a shiksha guru, and that makes him somewhat lesser. Not necessarily so. Both diksha and shiksha gurus can be liberated souls. The real answer is they are what they are. And what are they? When you recognize what they are, but don't automatically think that someone is more and someone is lesser just because they are doing some type or some quality of service. So, here similarly, just put everything there. Here, similarly, I would just like to emphasize that we need to recognize gurus for who they are, be they shiksha or diksha gurus. And we need to give respect from whomever we receive, whatever we receive. We need to give respect, and we should also give respect according to someone's station. So diksha guru gives mantras. If that diksha guru also is the primary shiksha guru, then he's also the person who's giving us guidance and direction. And he may be or he may not be. He may be also a shiksha guru. Others may be also giving so much relevant instruction. And he may not be a shiksha guru, but other individuals, or just another one person. How many shiksha gurus one has is without number. Diksha guru, one can only have one. But all of these are ultimately determined by circumstances. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Ultimately, Krishna determines. So, as one of our commentators says in his commentaries in Srimad Bhagavatam, some people have many gurus. As for me, my diksha guru is everything. And it is from he who I receive all my shiksha, as well as obviously whom I received my mantras from. So that's another version, and we should accept and respect gurus for what they are and for what they are doing. And we shouldn't concoct or make up any kind of misunderstandings. And although Shiksha and Diksha gurus, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hare Krishna, maybe equally important in one's spiritual life and therefore are one. At the same time, how one becomes a Diksha guru and the laws applying to them are different. Of Shiksha gurus, there may be multiple. Of Diksha gurus, there can only be one. Of Shiksha gurus, there may be multiple. Srila Prabhupada also cites a law of disciplic succession. For instance, in Srila Prabhupada's physical presence, everyone was acting to one degree or another as a Shiksha guru. We were preaching, we were giving others Krishna consciousness. There was no bar to that. And Prabhupada encouraged that from the GBC members on down. But Srila Prabhupada said, the Diksha Guru is not like that. And she said that in the presence of one's Diksha Guru, one cannot act as a Diksha Guru. There's a difference. Rather, one has to wait till the disappearance of one's own spiritual master, and it's only at that time that one can take up the service of Diksha. And Srila Prabhupada further stated, one needs to receive the Agya, one needs to receive the order from one's own Diksha Guru to do that service. He may say, no, don't become a Diksha Guru, just be a Shiksha Guru. I've met Vaishnavas who've received that instruction. So, yes, Shiksha and Diksha are one, and at the same time we see that sometimes they are also different. So when we're using this phrase, Shiksha Sampradaya, we should be very careful in doing so, that we're not marginalizing or we're not diminishing either one spiritual master or another. To date, I would say the devotees have had a unbalanced perspective of the Diksha Guru, and of course this I've emphasized in my book, Shiksha Guru. That is, that they thought that a Diksha Guru is automatically a liberated soul, and that he is the only important guru in their lives, and other gurus they don't recognize. That was very unfortunate. Now, we shouldn't go to the other extreme, saying that Diksha Gurus are not important, but just Shiksha Guru is the one who's important, and while Diksha Guru is just a formality. No, we should recognize Gurus, we should understand Guru Tattva, and we should recognize Krishna as he appears, and when he appears, as Guru and Spiritual Master, whether it be Diksha or Shiksha, Shakshad Hari. So that is what should be our clear understanding, and in that way, Guru Vagya, we will avoid committing the offense of Guru Vagya, and that is of neglecting those who are worthy of our respect, worship, and honor. Maybe differently, in different ways, but we are a culture of respect and honor. Hare Krishna.